Our opening hymn from the Red Church hymnal is hymn 658, One More Step Along the World I Go.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say a very warm welcome to everyone to our special service of Holy Baptism this morning as we look forward to welcoming little Louis into the family of the church. It's lovely to see you all here this morning. We look forward to that part of our service so much. Just a few notices for the week that is to come. Some of our activities are restarting after the summer break. So tomorrow evening, the Boys Brigade are meeting, and on Tuesday, the Anchor Boys are meeting. On Wednesday morning, our service of Holy Communion with prayers for those who are sick. And on Wednesday afternoon, the Ladies' Friendship Group are meeting at 2 o'clock, and all ladies are welcome. Also, on Wednesday evening, we're having a special volunteer information evening for those who are going to help out on the Community Fun Day. The Community Fun Day is happening on Saturday between 2 and 4, and we've a large team of volunteers that are required. So thank you to everybody who has signed up to help. And we're going to just have a little information evening in the top hall on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock for the Community Fun Day. On Thursday evening, our parish prayer meeting takes place over Zoom. That's at 7 o'clock. And just a warm invitation after our service this morning to some tea and coffee over in the church hall. Also a reminder that Sunday school is resuming next week, and we look forward to welcoming all our children back for Sunday school. And this morning, if we have any small children, just to make you aware, there is a creche over in the church hall if you'd like to use or avail of that facility. So today our service is the service of Holy Baptism, and you'll find all the responses for the service on the screen. And at this point, I'm going to invite everybody please to stand. Our Lord Jesus Christ has told us that to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be born again of water and the Spirit, and has given us baptism as the sign and seal of this new birth. Here we are washed by the Holy Spirit and made clean. Here we are clothed with Christ, dying to sin that we may live his risen life. As children of God, we have a new dignity, and God calls us to fullness of life. Holy baptism is administered to infants on the understanding that they will be brought up in the fellowship of Christ's church, that they will be taught the Christian faith, and that when they've publicly confessed this faith, they will be confirmed by the bishop and admitted to the Holy Communion. So at this point, I'm going to invite the congregation to be seated, and I'm going to come down and I'm going to invite the family to present Louis for baptism. So as we welcome those who come to be baptized, I invite their sponsors to present them now. Who do you present to be baptized this morning?
We present Louis Henry Porter to be baptized.
And now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions as you take on this responsibility in bringing Louis to be baptized. So I'm going to ask you, will you accept the responsibilities placed upon you in bringing Louis for baptism and answer on his behalf? By your own prayers and example, by your teaching and love, will you encourage him in the life and faith of the Christian community?
With the help of God, we will.
In baptism, this child begins his journey in faith, and you speak for him today. And so I ask, will you care for him and help him to take his place within the life and worship of Christ's church?
With the help of God, we will.
And so as we prepare to welcome Louis into the family of the church, we have a special prayer called the Collect, which reflects the season of the church's year that we're in. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And at this point, I'm going to invite Johnny to lead us in our Bible reading.
This morning's reading is taken from Ephesians 3, starting at verse 7. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given to me, to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose he accomplished in Jesus Christ our Lord. In him, and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are for your glory. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with the power through his spirit and inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep the love of Christ, and to know that this surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurable more than we all ask to imagine, according to his power, that is his work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
We're going to respond to our reading as we sing together from the Red Church Hymnal, hymn 632, I Love to Hear the Story.
May my words be in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, today we get to welcome and celebrate Louis as he comes into the family of God through baptism. This marks the beginning of a journey with God that will continue for the rest of his life. It's a first step in the response to God's love. It's a beautiful gift for Louis, but it is also a wonderful occasion for his family and our church community. It's also a great reminder to us of our baptism and confirmation and what it means for us in thought and word and deed, professing Christ all of our days. We are reminded today of the cross and Christ's death for us, for our own dying to sin and being raised to new life through water, a sign of renewal, a sign of refreshment. At the end of service, there's a candle that's lit to remind us of the light that has come into the darkness, or come into the world and the darkness hasn't overcome it. And it's a beacon, and it's ascending out, and it's to bear witness to that light. And so, friends, as we pray today for Louis, we picture ourselves with him, the whole church, through the ages, journeying into the fullness of God's love. That's what we're here to do today. So as we prepare to welcome Louis into the church, into God's family, we take a moment to remember our own baptism. How many of you remember your baptism? Anyone? I don't know if you physically remember, right? Because you might have been small like Louis is today. For some of you, you might have come later and been baptized later. But an interesting question, how many of you were baptized here in St. Finian's? A few. How many do you think have been baptized in St. Finian's in its 94 years of existence? Well, I did a little bit of research because that's the kind of person that I am. Right? And in the book since 1975, 625. But if you look at the two books before that that were sent on to the RCB, I would gather that over 2,000 people have been baptized here in this parish, which is a remarkable number when you think about it. And you think about that committal, and you think about that future, and you think about that journey with God and that continuity. Over 2,000 people, and Louis, 2001. Sometimes, though, I feel like we go on doing something so long that we may not remember why we do it. It's just part, it's a rite of passage, it's something that happens, signifying maybe something cultural or not. And we do this, and we might lose our idea of purpose. And so we look this morning at this wonderful letter that Paul writes to the Ephesians as a testament towards what Louis is coming into, but also for us who have already partook of this journey and what it is that we're walking into. At the beginning of this letter, Paul talks about this idea of grace given to him through the working of the power of God. And what that grace allows him to do, the grace is given, so then he tells the story. He preaches to the Gentiles. And he preaches this boundless riches of Christ that are to be made known to the world. So it's an if then. If grace is given, then we tell. That's part one. The grace has been given to you, the riches of God. And what are we to do? We go and we tell. The second thing is that in and through faith, we may approach God. So the grace is given, we go and tell, but we also see that we get to come to God in freedom and in confidence. Our needs, our anxieties, our worries, our prayers, our supplications, our joys, we get to come to God with freedom and with confidence. What a remarkable thing to think about God, maker of heaven and earth, hearing me, hearing you, and caring deeply. That we come with freedom and confidence. And it's because of that that he says to the Ephesians, don't worry about my sufferings. You'll have sufferings too. Your life may not go straight and easy, but you can approach God with freedom and confidence, and he will hear you. He will know you, and he will love you. In fact, it's for this reason, he says, you will have strength. His glorious riches will strengthen you with power in his spirit in your inner being. And another one of those if then or so that statements, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So you're strengthened by the Holy Spirit, and Christ dwells in your heart. It's a wonderful thing. And you move from that to being rooted and established in his love. If you're paying attention, it seems like these things are kind of building blocks, aren't they? You start off with an act of God who responds to you, and then we get all of these benefits of his presence, of his love, of his mercy, that we're rooted and established in his love to grasp this, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep the love of Christ is for each in every one of us. Sometimes we may not remember that. But that's at the core, isn't it? His love. How wide, how deep, how high, how long. Effectively, there's not one place where Christ's love cannot reach you or me or any of us. That's what we walk into in our baptism, to be filled with the fullness of God, to have the full measure, and then for him to do more than we could ever ask or comprehend with our lives, with the power that he gives us and the work within us for his glory, ultimately, and for our joy to be made complete. It's an easy thing, friends, to miss out because it's just something that we do. But actually to think about, what is it that we do? And what is it that it means? It's grace, it's freedom, it's confidence, it's strength. It's being rooted and established in his love and being filled for the sake of his glory, for our joy and his. And this is something that we then affirm. It's something that we state, right? And we state it out in our creeds. We state it out, and you will join in later in the service with an affirmation of what you believe and what you're stepping into. It's one of the things that we're looking to do this year in St. Finian's. We tend to do a lot of things, but sometimes we may not remember why. And so over the next year, in our Connect services, we're going to look at the Apostles' Creed, this story of God, this story of faith, and our participation in it. And each month we're looking at one phrase coming from that as we affirm the things that we believe and the things that we step into. And so if you're not one who normally comes to Connect, I want to invite you to come. Because it's a really important thing for us to be reminded and to remember what it is that we believe and why, and how we go out from it, and what we do with it. This morning, we get to look at this beautiful invitation for Louis to come into the church. But it's also a reminder of our invitation, of our baptism, of that story and of that journey that we began as a response to God's love. The story of faith, the story of the communion of saints and the life everlasting for us might have begun long ago, but for Louis begins this morning with you present as part of a wonderful and beautiful journey. Today we celebrate and welcome him into the story, reminded of ours and our call to go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So as we think about that story which Louis is about to enter into in his life, we're going to go now and we're going to ask some questions in terms of the decision that Louis is about to make. And so we're going down to the back of the church. Every man needs a bathroom break before he makes a big decision. And so as we prepare to make that decision, we'll give a man a bit of time. Yeah, no problem. So I'm going to invite you to stand, if that's okay. we're going to come to that point where we make our decision. And so I'm going to ask these questions, which are the same questions that Louis will eventually answer for himself when he comes to be confirmed. And so I ask today, do you turn to Christ?
I do.
Do you then renounce the devil and all his works?
I do, by God's help.
Will you obey and serve Christ?
I do, by God's help.
Now I'm going to ask the congregation if you'd stand, please. You have heard our brothers responding to Christ. Will you support them in this calling?
We will support them.
Now I'm going to invite you to come over with us to the font. So at this point, we're going to bless the water in the font, and we hear of the special place of water right throughout the scriptures. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the promised land. In water, your son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us from the death of sin to newness of life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. And through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we baptize into his fellowship those who come to him in faith. And now we ask that you would sanctify this water, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, he may be cleansed from sin and born again. Renewed in your image, may he walk by the light of faith and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to ask, as a congregation, if you will profess together with Louis the faith of the church. And so I ask this morning, do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
So now we're going to ask you to name your child.
Louis Henry Porter.
Louis Henry Porter, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and I sign you with the sign of the cross. Louis, Christ claimed you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. Live as a disciple of Christ. Fight the good fight, finish the race, keep the faith. Confess Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and look for his coming in glory. Louis, today God has called you into his church,
We therefore receive and welcome you as a member with us of the body of Christ, as a child of the one heavenly Father, and as an inheritor of the kingdom of God. And as we welcome you into the family of the church, we're going to join together to sing a hymn of welcome, hymn 391, Father, Now Behold Us.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you that Louis has now been born again of water and the Holy Spirit and has become your own child by adoption and a member of your church. Grant that he may grow in the faith in which he is baptized, that he himself may confess it when he comes to be confirmed. Grant that he may bear witness to it by a life of service to others, and that all things belonging to the Spirit may live and grow in him through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, bless the home of this child and give such grace and wisdom to all who have care of him, that by their word and good example they may teach him to know and love you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty Father, we thank you for the church community in St. Finian's, for the wonderful stories and journeys of faith that have been lived in this place. Remind us of your love for us as we remember our baptism, that we may be renewed and refreshed by your grace to live out the gospel in loving you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors with your love, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Father, strengthen the church across the world as we listen to the call to go and make disciples, to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Give us courage as your children by the gift of your Son and through the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the world that you have made and that you love, We pray for peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray that weapons would be laid down and leaders would serve in humility. We pray for the recovery of your image bearers in Tibet and Nepal, for aid and safety, for rebuilding and for those who grieve. We remember our own friends, family, and loved ones who are unwell and need your healing care. And so we bring them to you now in a moment of silence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our hymn of offering this morning is hymn number 395, When Jesus Taught by Galilee.
Before we present Louis' baptismal candle, we're going to bow our heads for God's blessing as we prepare to go out into the world and to live as his people. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.
So just before we present Louis' baptismal candle, I'm going to invite Liz on behalf of St. Finian's Mothers Union to make a presentation.
I'd just like to give you this little book of prayers and graces for Louis, and I hope you really enjoy reading them to him.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I'll give this to Johnny, maybe. So this is Louis' baptismal candle, and we're going to join in these responses as we're reminded of how Louis is called to bring the light of Christ into the world. God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. Louis, today you have received the light of Christ. Walk in this light all the days of your life. And before we sing our closing hymn, can we remind everyone you're welcome to some refreshments over in the church hall after our service. And we also want to extend a special invitation to our community fun day on Saturday between 2 and 4. We've been delivering some invitations in the streets around and about. And if you can help us with that, there are still some invitations over in the sexton's room, and you just tick off if there's a street you can deliver in. We're going to sing together our closing hymn, hymn 304, Loving Spirit, Loving Spirit. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.